If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the Lantern Rouge Cycling Podcast with Benji Neistat, an emergency podcast. We were just in the middle of doing 2021 team previews. We just got my phone blew up whilst I was doing the Bahrain Victorious team preview because news has come out on Velaflits that Tom Dumoulin has quit cycling temporarily. Now, I don't think this is just a rumour mill because Velaflits is, when it comes to Jumbo-Visma news, is pretty reputable and bang on. So I'm taking this as this is happening. And yeah, Raymond Kiyakos and Maxime Horsels have put this out. The link is in the description if you want to read the article. It's in English because they'd obviously know there's going to be a lot of news about this. But yeah, the headline is that Dumoulin is taking a break from his cycling career. He's just in consultation with Jumbo-Visma when they're at the team camp in Alicante in Spain right now, by the way. I think they've had discussions there, and he's taking unpaid leave for an undetermined time. What's your initial reaction, Benji? Are you completely surprised or caught off guard?
Yeah, I am. And quite simply, over the last couple of years, he hasn't had the best time as a cyclist. So on paper, with all the reasons that we'll go into in a second here, I can get where it's coming from, but yesterday, he only announced his schedule for this year, and he did so on Twitter in a pretty happy message. So it's just so shocking that it sounds impulsive because of the timeline that we're on. Like yesterday at the training camp, they announced a schedule, and right now he's saying that he's not doing that schedule. So it's kind of, I'm hyped for the season. Next day, I hate cycling. So yeah, it's difficult to really gather the reasoning behind it that way. It just feels impulsive, while it probably is not on his end.
So just as background, if you're not too familiar, if maybe you're a new cycling fan, Tom Dumoulin, I don't think it's controversial to say, in 17-18 was the second best GC rider in the world, and I think that was clear cut behind Chris Froome. He won the Giro in 2017. He came second in the Tour de France in 2018, second in the Giro in 2018. He's got 4 Giro stage wins, 3 Tour de France stage wins, ITT world champion at Bergen in 2017 when they had that climb at the end of the time trial. He's just a classic GC guy with an engine, good TT, and I thought that TT had come back this year. He was at Sunweb pretty much his whole career, even with, you know, Argos Shimano team, and then all through to when they were the incarnation of Sunweb in 2019. He had a bad knee injury in the Giro, I think it was 2019, Benji, when he crashed. Was it? I think he crashed after in stage 5 or stage 4 or 5, hurt his knee badly. And that was the recovery from that with Sunweb. I don't think, from what I read and what came out, the communication stuff wasn't too great, having to drive like 12 hours or 10 hours, Dumoulin said, after he just had surgery on his knee. And he like turned around and was like, why am I doing this? And so he left Sunweb. One of the many riders to have left Sunweb, who's like a top shelf rider, went to Jumbo-Visma. Now, I don't know if it was on big money or whether it was like low base, big incentives, because that could factor into how happy he might be. Because Benji, if he's on low base, big incentives, because they're giving him a chance in a really strong team, but hey, you're signing here because we're going to make you our leader for one of the Grand Tours, then if I was him, I wouldn't be too happy that I'm not going to the Giro, and then Tour de France, I'm probably going to be a domestique for Primoz Roglic. So that's a long way of saying, Benji, that I think there's a whole host of things that are playing into this, not just the fact that he might not have had good results last year. I think he's also looking forward to this year in 2021 and thinking, well, geez, I was the second best guy, the up-and-coming ascendant GC guy in 2017-18, and now I'm going to have to play second fiddle in the big races in 2021. And that combined with everything else. And I'll talk about sort of the impositions of lockdown and COVID on these guys in a second. But do you think I'm completely out of whack or out of line for even mentioning that? Or do you think it's something different? Or do you think that could be playing into it?
Yeah, I think it's a valuable option, though. I think we're working off scraps in total regarding what the reasoning could be. There's plenty of reasons that it could be, and this is one of them. He was in a position that he was leading Grand Tours at Sunweb. He was dissatisfied with how they handled his injury and probably some other stuff surrounding that that ended up him leaving Sunweb. And he joined Jumbo. I'm not sure it's going to be on low base with high incentive. I think it's going to be a pretty good balance knowing what he's done as a cyclist beforehand. Obviously, he came from an injury, so that plays into the contract negotiations most likely. So you might not be too off on that. And I think that indeed he's entered a team where he was perhaps planning to be a leader again pretty soon. But
in the Tour,
it really happened last year. In the Tour de France, he had a saddle sore that ended up playing into his racing. And he ended up falling into a domestique role by choice for Roglic on that Puerto Vallès stage. And, or was it Paris-Roubaix stage already? That's the same one. Never mind. It's the same stage. Either way, I think that that might be a valid option, but there's so much else. I think there's a real mental struggle for Dumoulin as well. He came from that knee injury from the Giro and rode that Tour de France. He ended up seventh in that Tour de France where he domestiqued for Roglic last year. And after that, he mentioned in an interview that he came very close to stopping cycling already before that Tour de France because of the injury, because of how all of that was handled. He didn't feel like cycling. Cycling was still one of his biggest things, most likely, but he wasn't sure he wanted to be a pro cyclist anymore.
Well, he was going to be a doctor, right? He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's a clever guy. That's for certain. So, yeah, I think he needs to find his way again, and I think this might be a good step in doing so, but it's just a bit sad for the sport, I would say, because Tom Dumoulin has been on the top shelf of cycling for quite a while. The injury took him out of that. Same year, I think, that it took Froome out of contention as well. So we basically lost the top two GC guys in the span of 3 years, being replaced by Pogacar and Roglic right now. So a complete twist of generations regarding the top there. And just sad for the sport. I can't put too much other words into Tom Dumoulin at this end. Do you feel like there's any other reasons that could be leading to this?
I mean, I don't know. He hasn't, in this article, there is no direct quote from Dumoulin saying why he's stepping away. So I want to make that clear that I don't know the reason. Benny doesn't know the exact reason why he's stepping away. We're just sort of speculating on the combination of reasons that it could be. I think there's a statement that he's taking the time to find out what he wants to do with his future and find an answer to the question whether he still wants to be a pro cyclist. But that doesn't really say too much, and that's not a direct quote either. But I think, you know, he's a guy who was, as I said, coming up, second best GC guy. He's winning races. He won that. But then his last race win was in the Tour de France in 2018. That's his last pro win. And I guess when you're becoming more accustomed to winning, and then you got this knee injury, as you said, Benji, and it's not getting better, or maybe you're not getting back to that previous level, and then you got this program that, yeah, you're just not going in the right direction. I mean, he is younger, I think, than Primoz Roglic still, so I guess maybe that's all playing into it. And then you've got all the pressure of, like, these guys are in a very serious bubble already in January, I think, at the team training camp. And yeah, like, they're well-paid professional athletes, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it'd be psychologically very difficult to be, for like almost the whole year, be not being able to interact with anybody. And I know there's obviously, I'm not trying, obviously you could compare it and say, well, frontline healthcare workers have it tougher, and that is correct. I agree, and they get paid less, but that doesn't take away from the fact that go ride your bike for 6 hours a day, go sit in your hotel room. That's okay. They're used to that at the Grand Tours, but not the whole year. And maybe that could be playing into it as well. I know I couldn't do that. I would struggle to do that. And I think a lot of people would too. So I don't think it's the most fun time to be a pro cyclist right now either. And I think getting to another sort of thing that I'm really concerned about is people are saying, oh, the Olympics might be cancelled. That could be playing into this as well. There's no certainty of a program in 2021, understandably because of COVID. That being said, if the Olympics gets cancelled, that will be devastating psychologically to a lot of athletes. They spend years training for them. Some of them now will have spent like 6 years training for these Olympics or 5 years training for these Olympics. And if you're, say, Dumoulin, you want to focus on races and getting better and you need racing to get better, it's or other riders, it would be really tough with the uncertainty about whether those races are going to be on or not. But that's just me speculating more broadly about the general psychological impacts of the ever-fluctuating calendar. So what did you think, Benji? It is strange. I still think, I mean, I'm actually not too surprised, but were you surprised by his calendar, which was him starting in Strade, then doing MSR, Flanders, and the E3 Saxo Bank Classic, which I think was Harelbeke. And then he was going to do no Ardennes, except for, I don't think, and then he was going to do Romandie Tour de France. Were you surprised that that was Dumoulin's schedule? Because I thought he was going to be their Giro guy, and they were going to let Kruijswijk do the domestique role for Roglic in the Tour.
Yeah, I think that it is an unusual parkour for him for certain. But all in all, the race that surprised me the most on that list was Milano-San Remo. I don't know what Dumoulin can do there. I don't think he's got the acceleration to follow attacks on the Poggio. I don't believe he can get away on the Poggio. Attacking on the Cipressa is pretty much suicide for any rider that does it. So, yeah, with that race being on there, that made me like, eh, this doesn't fit there. With the races like Tour of Flanders and E3, I'd be down to see him do it. Because, quite simply, we know that he can cover from the Bing Bang Tour ages ago, that he won once or multiple times even. So, this man can ride cobbles. And I would have loved to see him on the cobbles again. What surprised me the most about the calendar is that it's put up at 6:18 p.m., I think, yesterday. 7:18 p.m., 6:18 p.m., my bad. And today it's already cancelled. So either something switched or communications to the social media department was not on time that they could take this tweet out of their planned schedule. But it's also not a scheduled tweet. So the person that put out the scheduled tweet, this is so confusing with schedule and scheduled, but the planning was brought out.
A human has posted that. Some human has posted that. Either I assume someone manages his Twitter account and took that video. So, rather than Dumoulin, but yeah, someone's manually done that. So yeah, it is a bit odd that that's come out in that fashion. I think the last thing before I let Benji sign off, the last thing I want to say is, I think it's a real shame, but I'm happy that Dumoulin, if he's not feeling great, is doing the best thing for him. I hope that this will allow him to do whatever he wants to do in life. If he doesn't want to come back to cycling, he doesn't have to. He's a smart guy, as I said before, and he should just do whatever makes him happy and his family happy. And if that's not pro cycling, then there's plenty of other things to do in life. That being said, I thought his performance at the Tour de France last year was incredible. To come back from that injury, to not have many race days in the legs at all, to have lockdown, to have the saddle sore, to being dropped by Wout van Aert in the earlier stage in the first 2 weeks, to fight the entirety of those 3 weeks, and then come seventh, and if he'd actually been the leader on another team, probably would have come in top five in that Tour de France. It was an outstanding performance. And that was why I was incredibly surprised that he wasn't marked down to be Giro captain. Because I think Jumbo-Visma should be sending Kruijswijk to help Roglic in the Tour in the mountains. So that was my real surprise. And now maybe he wanted to do something different with the different program to spice things up and get him more motivated. I don't know. Maybe he didn't want that program. We got no quotes about it, but that was my feelings on the matter. Any last thoughts on this news, Benji?
Yeah, all in all, I completely agree. He's got to do in life what he wants to do in life. And I think that goes for everybody. And it's just sad that we see such a talented rider leave the sport so early. There's obviously not a timestamp on whether he comes back or if he comes back or when he comes back. I hope that he just ends up finding whatever he likes doing. But I think that's pretty much everything we can add on this conversation, this emergency podcast, LRCP podcast about Tom Dumoulin. Now, if you like this kind of emergency podcast, then head over to Twitter. We made a Twitter account most recently, and we're trying to keep that up to standards and keeping you informed on everything we're going to do. Planning of the podcast as well. So every roughly weekend, we try and already tell the people what podcast they can expect. And we also announce the guests that will be coming on in the coming weeks. So for example, if you hadn't seen it on Twitter yet, next week we've got Tom Skoinsch and also Cecilia Trupp-Ludwig as guests on the podcast. But also, spoiler, this is not on Twitter yet. So you've got an exclusive premiere. Jack Haig is coming on once again as well. So yeah, it should be a very fun period coming on this podcast. Thank you very much for being a part of our journey. And I guess we'll see you for the next podcast.
Goodbye. Comment down below if you think we're missing something or if you agree with our takes on this. Because yeah, I always learn a lot from your comments down below. A lot of you are living in Belgium and Netherlands, got your ear low to the ground on these sort of things, and you might have some good insights. But we'll see you later. Ciao.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.